everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear the Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 9, entitled Los Muertos. It is our instant cast. We just finished watching. Gary, what did you think of the episode?
Another beautiful day in Tijuana. A great episode. I actually loved this episode. It was so much going on, so much I wanted to see. There's so many good stories. Packed in one.
I will somewhat agree with you. Honestly, when the episode came on.
Oh, wow. Somewhat agree. Oh, we just can't give the show the credit.
No. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'll enjoy it more the second time around because it seems like I do enjoy it more the second time around. But to be honest, maybe those first 20 minutes, I was bored out of my mind. It didn't really get interesting until maybe halfway through. And then that's when I started getting like a little more into. Well, especially when she mentioned that the guy got bit but did not turn.
Hold up, you wasn't interested when a guy sacrificed himself?
No, because I was like, what the hell is this weirdness? Like, why did he sacrifice himself?
See, it caught your attention.
Okay, I mean, I guess so, but I was still like, I was somewhat bored. But now I'm like wondering how is Madison and Strand going to get out of there? What the hell happened to Ophelia?
I feel you want to take her own hot shower. She didn't want to sit around and wait for Allison.
That's not Allison. Alicia.
I'm sorry. I call her so many names tonight.
Yeah. All throughout the episode, Gary's like, what's her name? I'm like, Alicia. And he's like, Addison? I'm like, no, you're thinking of Madison. That is funny, Allison.
Yeah, but she didn't want to wait on Alicia.
Yeah, no, but hold on. This is like girl code number one. If you go to the club with your friends, we all went together, we leave together. And the same thing applies in the zombie apocalypse. Like,
no.
We came in this hotel room together. I'm not going to, like, while you're in the shower, like, you know what? I know this is in the rope, but I'm just going to go ahead and scoop and go to another hotel room without saying anything. Like, I'm knocking on the door, I'm like, hey, Alicia, you know what? I'm just going to go in the room next door. Like, who does that?
Someone who's been waiting.
No, and not to mention...
We don't know how long she's been waiting for Alicia.
It doesn't matter.
Alicia, she was in there for like 2 hours.
It doesn't matter. I mean, Alicia... I was about to call her Allison now, too. Alicia had just said we're family to her. Not to mention, Ophelia is older than Alicia. Like, she should have been a bigger, big sister and stuck through. Like, I don't care what the excuse is.
Well,
she should have never left.
She probably thought the place was safe.
They know it's not safe. They see the do not disturbs on certain doors.
And that's why she thinks it's safe.
Oh, because she thinks if she finds a room that doesn't have that sign, then she's
right.
Good to go.
She already knows someone came through and cleared it. Well, they already know the person who cleared it actually killed himself.
Oh, is that what you got out of that?
Yeah.
So that guy that they saw in the shower is the one that cleared it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they think so.
Okay. I mean, sometimes it takes me a couple watches to understand exactly everything that went on, but... I mean, I don't know. Ophelia's going to have a really good excuse as to why she left Madison, in my opinion.
Allison thinks she's grown.
It's Alicia.
Oh.
Did I call her Allison? You got that name in my head. I never had her name mixed up before. Now it's like I'm getting confused. It's Alicia and Ophelia. Now, I did enjoy Madison and Strand's parts, like them drinking and everything like that.
I think that was the best part.
Yeah, I mean, Strand's super cool.
I mean, that's the type of show I want to watch.
Yeah,
I could have watched the whole show of them drinking and talking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the zombie apocalypse. What else should you be doing but drink? I mean, it's why? Why else not? I mean, the end of the world. What other better time to drink?
What else do you have to do?
Right. You don't have to go to work.
Yeah, you ought to get up and go to work today.
You don't got to go nowhere. So I enjoy it. Even though you
just have to JSS.
JSS, right? Well, Madison, clearly, she's an angry drunk, though. So I don't know if that would be my drinking buddy. Like, come on. I don't like the angry drunks or the drunks where they, like, spill, like, get all emotional. Like, I like
to start crying.
Yeah, start crying. Like, oh, my God. Like, no, you're ruining my drunk. Like, let's have a good time. Let's enjoy each other. Let's just have a cool time, you know?
You know one thing that I liked? But it wasn't believable at first until I saw, like, the outcome of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's when Nick stole the cake.
The cake or whatever he stole, yeah.
Whatever it was. The little Debbie snack when he stole it. I was like, man, that's not believable when he first stole it. Because I'm like, man, Nick, you know, he's not doing that no more. He's a human now.
Yeah, I mean, he's eating dog.
I mean, once you eat like raw meat, raw human or dog meat, you already made your choice.
Right.
You're not eating a little Debbie Snacks anymore.
Debbie Snacks aren't doing it for you. I don't understand why. Okay, I know she told him no when he first picked it up. It's the only thing that can fit in the cart. But it was like a little cake. They could have easily just topped it on top.
What she said, the only thing they were taking are things we need.
Yeah, but if they can fit everything that can fit in the cart, why can't they just throw that cake on top and be done with it? I mean, he did go there with her.
I think that's probably the deal that they made with the guys. That's why it was such a big deal.
Oh, I thought it was a big deal because Nick stole it. I don't think... So you're saying that they... What? You think the guys are like, okay, yes, you can have water, which is essential to life, but no, not our cakes. Like, come on.
Right, look at all the people they have in there.
Yeah, but they need water more than anything.
Like, when I have guests come around my house, they're not just coming into my cabinet and taking my little Debbie snacks.
Okay. Hey, y'all can have everything else, but do not touch my Debbie snacks.
What do you ask them? Like, hey, do y'all need anything to drink?
Okay. You give him the basics.
That's it.
No chips, no salsa, no nothing.
No nothing.
Okay.
All right. Not a party.
All right. I don't know. That part with him and the guy about to cut his arm off, I didn't buy it as a... Like, I don't buy it that they believe Nick. Like, I'm surprised they didn't just cut his hand off. Not that I agree with it, but I don't buy him... explaining, hey, we have the medicine, so give us another cart and blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I was hoping they would do it. You know, cut his arm off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he probably looked really cool. Pretty cool with one arm.
That would be pretty cool, especially since, not trying to bring up the other show, but on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, he has one eye.
No, Rick, they said, was supposed to, like, his arm was supposed to be cut off, like, a long time ago. Like, one of his hands.
Oh, okay, in the comics.
In the comics.
Okay.
And kind of like Jaime Lannister on Game of Thrones. I mean, he's still badass not as big as before, but it's not like Nick is a fighter, so him surviving or JSSing with just one hand kind of be pretty cool.
It would have been cool. They would have just made another hand, or he took a arm off the statue or something.
I don't know. No, I think he would just had a little bandage there and just JSS with that.
Okay.
But yeah, I enjoyed the episode. I guess I did. I mean, like I said, the first half I was bored, especially since we watch this show instead of watching The Night Of, and it's the series finale of The Night Of, and all I keep thinking is what's happening on that show. But eventually, halfway through, I kind of put The Night Of on the back burner and was able to get more into the Fear of the Walking Dead.
I was into it the whole time. I mean, this was an excellent episode. This is pretty much a redeeming episode. After giving us, last episode was okay. You know, it was a little tiny bit below average.
Right. You called it decent, I believe.
Yeah, decent. That's the word. It was decent. But this show redeemed it.
Okay.
I mean, like you said, we have the Alicia, you know, her little storyline. Now she's stuck. We have the Madison. Now we found out what happened to her husband.
Oh, yeah. So the husband, he committed suicide.
Yeah, I think he committed suicide.
So that's sad.
We found out she's an angry drunk.
Right.
We found out Strand is a happy drunk.
Now, what did she mention? She mentioned something about Travis, and she's like, for a while, Travis lost his way or something. So could Travis...
I think she never loved Travis.
Okay.
I think he was just a rebound. That's why when it was time to go... When Allison was saying, well, let's go, it's just me and
Alicia.
You now. Alicia.
There is no Allison in this show.
Her daughter.
There's never been Allison daughter. In this show. Go ahead.
With her daughter?
Yeah.
Said it's just me and you now? She didn't say...
No, there's still Travis.
Yeah, there's Travis and his son. She was thinking about Nick.
Right.
She was like, the hell with Travis. I bet she forgot all about Travis.
I was just going to say, she only mentioned Travis, like, for that quick second. And I am surprised not to see her or Alicia talking about it to either Ophelia or Tristran. Like, shit, let me tell you guys what crazy, what's Travis's son's name? Now you have me forgetting names.
Chris.
You know, let me tell you what crazy Chris did to us. We woke up and blah, blah, blah. Like, I would have loved to see them tell that story to the rest of the group. Because that's something we don't see on the shows. Even The Walking Dead, they have a problem with doing that, like communication. You're sitting here talking about the dad, how he died, or Strand talking about what he used to do in bars and pick up people and blah, blah, blah. But, like, you guys aren't talking about real shit that just happened. Like, shit, let me tell you what happened. Chris was crazy. Da da da. Like,
I want Chris tried to kill me.
Yeah, Chris tried to kill me. I want to hear those real conversations.
I want to hear it with like passion or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, guess what happened?
I woke up.
Chris was standing over me. I mean, the knife was this close to my neck.
right. He had the craziness in his eyes. Like, make it exaggerate just a little bit. You gotta do that when you're telling a story.
Yeah, you got to. But yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, Walker stole Abigail.
No, is that what you thought happened?
No, I'm joking.
Oh. I'm like, wait, what? No, okay, I don't get that part, and maybe we'll have to...
Yeah, he said the military took it.
Yeah, no, I thought he meant the military blew it up, because it looked like pieces of the ship were still in the ocean. He's like, oh, they waited till we landed to blow it up. I'm like, why?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, why would they do that? But you never know. Why do people do the crazy things they do? So we'll have to see. We'll watch a second time, and we'll probably notice a little more and be a little more into it.
I think the military's stealing it. I think Walker stealing it. It's a little more believable.
Well, I don't also get the man sacrifice himself. Like, why did they explain that? Why their dad had to go out there?
They didn't.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's going to come up next episode.
Because then the old man sounded like his turn was next. He's like, remember when he said, don't give me the medicine, you know, I'll probably be leaving here pretty soon. And I'm thinking, why didn't, not like saying the old man's life is not as valuable as the other guy, but the old man is about to like die. He's hurt. Whereas the other man that they sent out there did have a child. So why, if, what's the reasons for them sacrificing certain people?
Maybe it's some kind of weird cult religion type thing. Remember, we just seen this at the house that they had the people in there in the little rooms. I mean, we don't know. Maybe they were sacrificing them also.
Yeah, you're talking about from last half of the season?
Right, the first half.
Well, they were giving pigs. Remember, they were throwing like pigs or something down there, which to right. me, once again, is like a waste of food. Like, stop feeding. Well, I guess they think, oh, they're still alive. I don't know. I need some more explanation on that part. As far as why they sacrificed that man. And maybe they explained it and I just didn't understand, but...
Yeah. And then it ended with a bang.
Yeah.
The bar fight.
I don't know how they're going to get out of that.
Yeah, that's how my nights usually end at a bar. Me had him behind a bar, just fighting going on around me.
20 people trying to get you, yeah. All right, well, we will be back. We'll record the full recap probably Tuesday night and try to get out as early as possible. Try to record it Tuesday, maybe get it out Wednesday night. We would love to hear from you guys and get your feedback on the episode or the second half of the season so far. Our email is dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. And we will discuss your feedback on the podcast. You can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. And we'd love to hear from you. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.